Back in 2011, Cuomo persuaded the legislature to agree to limit the controller's oversight ability for some economic development projects. They included the $750 million subsidy for the Solar City project that was part of an initiative Cuomo called the Buffalo Billion. At the time, Cuomo said the additional oversight slowed down the bidding and construction process. Since then, bid rigging and bribery scandals related to the Buffalo Billion, as well as other economic development contracts, led to federal corruption charges and prison terms for several of Cuomo's former associates, including his former closest aide, Joe Prococo. The former head of the State University's Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calleros, who helped cut the deals for many of the contracts, is also facing a jail term, though he's currently free while appealing his conviction. Last March, Cuomo and DiNapoli struck a verbal agreement to reinstate the controller's audit powers over the projects. But the actual details of the agreement languished, according to DiNapoli, who spoke about it in late July in an interview with Public Radio.
The spirit is there, but the actual translating the intent into a practice has not happened.
Government reform groups complained that the governor was dragging his feet in setting up the arrangements, something Cuomo's office denied. Late on a Friday afternoon in the middle of August, the governor and controller finally issued a joint memo of understanding. It restores the controller's oversight authority beginning on September 15th. John Caney with the government reform group Reinvent Albany says that's good news.
It clearly is a step forward, increases in accountability, and decreases corruption risk.
The agreement also provides an additional layer of oversight. The State Inspector General's office, which is part of Cuomo's administration, will have the authority to review the controller's audits. Caney says the more oversight, the better, and he says the IG's new powers will improve transparency. But he says the Inspector General won't have equal powers with the controller when it comes to the contracts.
The Inspector General doesn't get to approve them. They just get to see them in their entirety. That's different from what the comptroller is able to do, which is actually to reject contracts that they think are tainted or don't meet state requirements.
Caney says ultimately, though, the governor and legislature need to pass a law to restore the oversight powers. Governor Cuomo did not comment about the finalized agreement. A spokesman for the controller said in a statement that it's an important step forward in enhancing accountability in state contracting. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.